time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Barbie Heck. She's the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, new year, that means a new board. And we'll be talking about all the new members of the board there at the Chamber of Commerce. And they've got another luncheon coming up. We're back into the swing of things. The first one's coming up in February. And we'll talk about that as well. Barbie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with, as I said, new year. That means new board, new faces on the board. So let's talk about the installation banquet and some of the other great things that came out of that.
Okay. So we had our installation banquet on the 18th of January. And our new board president is Taryn Powell of Emory Telcom. The new board vice president, Scotty Draper, ETV News. Board Secretary Steve Swinburne of Price Chapel, Board Treasurer Valerie Marietti of Marietti Monuments, and the Board Past President is Lisa Mortensen of Flawless Sheeting, and Board Members Alyssa Potter of Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, Ann Anderson of Castle Country Radio, C.J. McManus of AJB Broadcasting, Carmen Jones of WaFed Bank, Doug Miller of USU Eastern, Kara Maines of Castle Country Radio, Shannon Jones of Intermountain Electronics, and Terry Willis of Willis Works Studio and Price City.
So a lot of the hierarchy are people that were on the board or were, you know, part of it last year, and they just kind of decided that they wanted to be part of it again, right?
Right. Except for Carmen Jones and Alyssa Potter. They're both new to the board.
New to the board. So let's talk about the great thing about the installation banquet is one of those things that you guys always like to spotlight and give away, you know, awards for certain businesses. And I saw you even gave one away to a chamber member this year. So let's talk about the awards that you guys handed out.
Yeah. So the idea behind the installation banquet is to obviously install the new board. Price City Police Chief Brandon Cecilia joined us and he swore in the new board, but we also used that time for the board president to give the end of year report, and then it's also our awards presentation. So this year, for 2023, the Small Business of the Year award went to Kylie Howell and Friar Tuck's Barbershop. The Large Business of the Year award went to Tony Basso and the Tony Basso Group of Companies. The Community Service Award went to the Genesis Pregnancy Center. And then a new award we had this year was the Startup Business of the Year. That went to Ryan Madsen at the Coyotes Well. And another new award we had this year was the Legacy Award for Janet Rodell and Charlie's Pond in their 35 years of service. We wanted to just recognize all that they did for our community. Sad to say goodbye, but we appreciate everything that they've done. And then the last award was the Board Member of the Year, and that went to Steve Swinburne of Price Chapel.
And I will just say this. Steve comes in and talks for Price Chapel and everything like that. And what a great guy to just be able to, you know, I can very easily see him being Chamber Member of the Year.
Yeah, he is such an asset to our chamber board. We're really lucky to have him. We have a great board, but Steve's been terrific.
All right. So that all came on, and we're ready. We'll full steam ahead with our new board and our new chamber committee and everything like that. So the first order of business, of course, we're back to it in February, is the chamber luncheon. So let's talk about the chamber luncheon.
Yes. So February's luncheon is February 15th at Price Chapel behind Wendy's. The speaker is from the SBDC and Custom Fit, Roger Coyle. The business spotlights are the Women's Business Center of Utah and Splash Tech. And the community spotlight is the CARE Coalition.
So plenty of great things going on. Once again, it will be held at Price Chapel.
Price Chapel,
And it's always catered. Who's catering for you this time around?
Jana Olson and Club Mecca.
All right. So you always have an RSVP date on this. So what's the RSVP? When do you need to know so you have your head count and everything?
Yeah, we need to know by February 8th so that we can give the caterer a number. But if you miss the RSVP date, please still call the office because we usually pad the number just a little bit. So there's probably room. Don't miss a luncheon because you've missed the RSVP date. Please call me.
All right. So RSVP them there at the chamber office. There is a charge. There is a fee for this luncheon, correct?
Yes, yes. Chamber members, the cost for a chamber lunch is $18, and for non-members, it's $25.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Barbie Heck, the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. They had their installation banquet, got their new board and their new committee, and were ready to go with their first luncheon of the year, RSVP, them there at the chamber office. By February 8th, it will be held at Price Chapel, and lunch will be provided by Club Mecca. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. We really do appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.